Well, happy new year, everyone. What's up, all you stars and studs? It's the 10th wonder of the world, Jake Smith.
Is it not 1999 anymore? My name's Joey Mayberry.
Mm-mm, it is over. 1999. It was 25 years ago.
My aching tentacles.
It's so funny because, like, whenever I see, like, eBay listings or something for, like, shirts I had or something like that in 2000 or whatever, mm-hmm. it'll say, like, vintage. And I'm like, I say vintage? No. That classifies as vintage, like, shirt from, like, the silver game penny. And that was like, oh, yes, it's, like, at least that it's vintage, but it's from, like, 2000. They're like, that's, like, 23 years ago. I'm like, So we're old.
We are.
That tracks that we literally sit down for an hour every week and talk about shit from 20 years ago.
Yeah, and it's like, this is our childhood. And then we're just sitting here going, oh yeah, we're old. Yeah,
we are senior citizens. It's like when you watch, do you ever like watch a movie from like 2006, let's say? Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow, this quality is so shitty. But at the time, I'm like, I don't remember this being so grainy.
Because we didn't know what not grainy was.
Yeah. So like one of the fun projects, not necessarily fun, but a choice Doug and I have made, is to watch all of the Home Alone movies that weren't the good Home Alone movies.
Oh, I just watched the new one.
So did I with the annoying British kid. I don't think so. I'm going to get these. The robbers were nice. I was rooting for the robbers.
I know. Plus, I was like, hate the robber because it's the girl who plays Kimmy Schmidt, and I love.
Yeah,
her.
And like also, they're struggling parents who are going to lose their home and like have no money. I'm like, wait, I don't feel. And the kid, they were under the impression this kid stole a priceless doll, which honestly tracked because the kid was a dick.
The kid was a dick. And honestly, like the other part that got me was just everything that was such a miscommunication in that movie.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. He thinks they're going to abduct him.
Yeah.
They're going, what? Like, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't a Home Alone.
It was watchable. It was watchable. But like, if you commentate it whilst like, I had a lot of side banter with Doug that I'm like, there's literally a part where like there is he's at a church and they're collecting toys for like needy children. And he's like, I'm the child in need. And like,
and Mike tries to take a water gun.
I was like, wait. And then the child of the robbers in quotes, gives him the toy because he's under the impression his parents are dead or something.
Yeah.
And the kid takes it. This kid lives in a fucking huge house. Destroys his parents' home.
Yeah. Can't. I don't root for the kid in this one. No.
He sent them careening into a tree where they could have died. And it's like, oh, wow, that's really funny. Like piece of shit, kid. I hated him so much.
You know who you can't hate, though?
Who?
Vinny the Vampire.
Vivi.
You know, speaking of old, you know what I found out about this? Because I looked at it closely.
Did you look at it to find out where he's from? Like, what is his origin story?
Well, no, I just realized. So he's got a cute little goatee, right?
Yeah.
That's not a cute little goatee. His face blood? Is peeling off.
Oh. Oh.
But I love that it peeled off right where it gives him a cute little goatee.
I want to know, like, what is he originally? Like, you know, like in Toy Story, when they find out what Woody's really from?
Yeah.
Like, I would love to know what is his origin story? Like, what is he from? You know?
Ooh, I bet, like, if some super sleuths out there on the internet could probably figure it out. Like,
find us what Vinny the Vampire is from. We will give you nothing, but it will be fun for us.
It'd be very fun. I feel like this show's now got, like, three toy icons, and it's Vinny the Vampire, Pink Shirt Stacy, and Bobblehead Stacy.
Yeah. The icon.
Yes. With her wobble hips.
Oh my god. I'm so mad I didn't buy like the VIP thing to meet her because at this point I'm getting like four things signed. This one of them. But I was like, I keep finding new things I want her to sign.
Yeah.
Like, So, because I don't know when she'll come out of hiding. Watch her, like, come out for WrestleMania week and do a signing 5 blocks from my house, because that's where the convention center is, and I'm going 3 hours to see her. So, mm-hmm. I'll be so pissed. Because the convention center is literally walking distance from my home, and I'm pissed. And that's not an invitation for any of you schmucks to stay here. So,
boo.
That doesn't count you.
I'm a schmuck. No, I'm not.
You're my schmuck. You're always allowed here. There's like a handful of like people who just like invite themselves to their house named Chris Riddle. Just kidding. I love you, Chris. he texts me actually like a few weeks ago, and he's like, "Are you sure WrestleMania is okay?" I was like, "Yeah, why wouldn't it be?" He's like, "Well, I kind of invited myself." And I was like, "Oh yeah, no, but you know you're allowed to do that." Like.
Riddle me this. What has two thumbs and is staying at your house?
Wait, does mine do it? Why won't mine do it?
Hold it.
No. Wait. What? All right. Okay, whatever. All right, well, guys, this is not the Joey Knows How to Use These Things podcast. This is the Golden Era podcast where Joey and I talk about the WWE Women's Division from 2001 on. And this week we are talking about 10 minutes of women's action.
10 minutes and most of it. So I've got, okay, let's just dive right on in because I've got some questions about what happened this week. Yeah, there's a lot of like things where I was like,
let's get into this week's episode of the Trish Stratus podcast. So,
go, it's time to rock and roll.
So, we are kicking things off. Chris Jericho. I'm really upset that not for SEO purposes and searching for the show. But I'm really upset we have to talk about this man so much while there's so much news about him. So
he's, when I talk about people that I have to talk about on here, I've started to get this thing where I'm like, okay, it's just the person on the TV. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
The girl on TV. I think of you like a shining star. I don't actually know all the words for this one.
I don't know what song.
Girl on TV by LFO. So.
Oh, that's why I don't know what you're singing.
Oh, my God. You didn't know LFO?
No, I knew LFO.
Every other time. Na 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 na. Like, two of them are dead. Na na na.
Jeez!
Stating facts in a fun and informative way.
True.
But also, fun and informative, Christian and Trish come out with the Ashley Furniture recliner of 2004 Spring Collection.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Sorry. So my thing is falling over on me now because I had a cat. I still do have a cat, but before like, the what? Podcast started, I had a cat who was just like laying on the floor, fast asleep. He's perfectly fine. And then as soon as we started talking, he's just like, let me out of this room.
Bitch. Our pets just like, I feel like they're trying to sabotage this program.
They very much are. Like, I cannot get this one off of my tripod stand for the life of me. Like, I'm trying to hold it up. And
yes.
Like, cat, come here. Come here. Say hi to everyone. Everyone say hi to Philip.
Hi, Philip.
Okay, now lay here and go to sleep.
Go to sleep now. Whose music is that? Oh, it's Rikishi's. The end of his.
Oh, go to sleep now.
I'm a bad man. I used to think, I know it's a motorcycle, but I always used to pretend like the beginning of that song was just him, like, rapid ass cheek flapping farting like
like bad man.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Can you tell we're stalling?
I mean, dive right on in. I'm only stalling because I had a physical creature making me stall, so
that's true. That's true. Okay, so Christian and Trish, they're out with the Ashley Furniture because they are going to watch and listen to Chris Jericho's match.
Very much watch and listen. But the thing that got me with their Ashley Furniture chair was Christian sits in it. And I look at him when they do those camera pan-ups and Trish is like all elegant, like sultry sitting on this like stage. And then you've got Christian who just looks like a kid who's getting to sit at the big band's table for the first time in his life.
He's like sunken into that chair.
He was. And it just... you don't remember the movie Big with Tom?
Oh yeah.
Where like he shrinks and then now he's sitting in like grown man's clothes.
Yes.
Yeah, it was very that.
Very that. Yeah. So like, but good point about the Trish though. She was looking like sexy. She's on the armchair, like a little chooching booty. Yeah,
with her belly too. But she had her lovely little top on that she wears a lot with the sparkle rim on it.
I feel like that might be one of her favorite pieces she owns because she mix and matches the shit out of it. This has now gone from heel to face to heel. Like, she loves this piece.
I mean, you can't go wrong with simple black and sparkles. Like, it just goes with absolutely everything.
I hope she kept that piece. I hope they didn't cut it up for a trading card. I really hope she still has that.
I hope she has it. But then this week, when she got heel, she got some little Lita pants on.
She's like, you know, she was in the back. She's like, guys, Lita wears cargo pants. No one can wear them.
Well, Lita's wearing shorts now, I guess.
So that... Well, no, Lita, this is actually, I had it in my notes. Thanks to listener Will. A few weeks ago, when she wrestled Jazz, that was the last time she wrestled in shorts.
Was it?
Yes. Now she has switched to capris and longer. So we'll find out. We'll get to that later. But Trish is out in Lita's pants.
She was in everyone's pants because she found those straight off the Jack Specific figure. Like, no lie. I was like, oh, you got those from Jack Specific. I love those.
So we know Trish is a figure collector. She was trying to get herself a new mold. So
yeah.
She's like, I want an updated figure now. No repaints. So she and Christian are watching the match and they're like, you know, like every time Jericho gets up, right? Oh, come on. Oh! Gross.
Right.
So Chris Jericho ends up winning. So then Trish and Christian are like, well, you know what? We can still make out. And like make out at the top of the ramp. Chris Jericho's like, gross.
I know. Like at this point, he's not selling the fact that he hates them, which is
interesting. I agree. I'm like,
I was like, where's the emotion behind? Do you not feel angry at this? Or
yeah, like he's just staring like cute. Like what would you have done? If I were him, I would have been like fake throw up, like gross.
I mean, it's professional wrestling. Go hit him, like
clock him with the Ashley Furniture. Like, come on. Or have you ever gotten your hand caught in a recliner? Do that.
Why in the world, when Ashley was in WWE, did they not get her to sponsor an Ashley Furniture commercial?
What's up, you guys? Ashley here, WWE diva. You know what gets me starstruck? The savings at Ashley Furniture.
I know a thing or two about getting hit with a chair, but this chair hits you with savings.
You better hold on tight for the savings. Ashley Furniture's Memorial Day sale. Oh my god. Yeah, big miss. Big miss. Huge. So all right, guys. All right. Well, guys, we have sort of a treat.
We get to see a lot of women's entrances.
I love that. So we have some outfits. I feel like there's a lot of new looks though down the runway. So this is actually more or less a Divas fashion show. So
yeah, we'll tell you why after we discuss these entrances. Yes.
So Lita is out first, and why did I say
entrances?
Entrances.
Entrances.
this is, for me, a really underrated Lita look, because this was giving me 2001 Lita vibes.
It was just missing a thong.
Yeah, just missing the thong. I love her in pink. We don't really see her in pink a ton.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, this is so fun. And this, I love a zebra print on like the pockets. I love a little animal accent. And this was fun. This, in a weird way, this is gonna sound weird, this felt the most like Lita I feel like we've seen in a while.
Yeah, she just seemed like in her element too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Maybe she
probably because they're like, you get to win tonight. Like,
yeah.
But she came out looking great. Jazz is out, and I think also a new outfit. Blue snakeskin, and she brought back her headband.
She did bring back her headband. I noticed that.
Everyone didn't know what year it was tonight.
I don't know why. I love Jazz when she makes her hair big. Like, I think it just suits her so well.
It's I love her hair like this too. I don't know if it's like so much more intimidating too. It works and it's so good.
It works. I feel like for some reason when she does the braids, which I'm not knocking the braids, but it makes her look smaller.
Yes. And I feel like the bangs don't work for her either.
I didn't hate the bangs. I think I like them more than the braids, but this is the perfect. I love the big, puffy, curly Jazz hair.
We love it. We love it. Nydia. Okay. Props to Nydia for getting actual gear this week.
She did get actual gear. She looks like a wrestler this week.
She looked like a wrestler this week. She looked great. And side note, she's now being introduced as from Puerto Rico.
From Puerto Rico, Nydia.
Just all of Puerto Rico.
She's from everywhere in Puerto Rico, guys. We don't know anything there. She's just from it. But she looks great. She looks awesome. And she got a little pop, which made me, like, honestly, so happy.
Honestly, between, like, it was Lita, Stacy, Nydia, like, as far as pops went.
Yeah, it was great. And I'm glad to see, like, Nydia is getting some reaction. You know, apparently, there was an interview with Nydia a few years ago, and she didn't want to go to Raw.
Really?
Yeah, which is... in a way, I get it, because she really did have a lot more time to shine, I think, on SmackDown as a character. There was a lot less women.
I guess so. I was going to say, does she have time? Because we're not going on, I think, spoiler alert, we're not discussing SmackDown. This is like
no, fourth. That's week. True. That's true. But I there was a time where she was, when she was involved with Jamie, I think she was getting to do some more fun stuff. And I can see why they wanted to invest in her as a wrestler. She was working hard. I think WWE thought of it as like a reward. Like, you get to go to Raw. Like, but the thing is, unfortunately, like, you have the giants of Lita and Trish to contend with there, who I hate to say, you're never going to be as over as them, you know? So it's tough.
You never know, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nydia, hailing from all of Puerto Rico, is in the ring. And then comes out Molly in her best wig yet.
Her best wig yet. Very pleased with it.
I mean, I like the
worst chin strap yet.
But worst chin strap, but best wig. I think this is the wig she has in the video games.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. I think this is her video game wig. She's like, oh, you're getting scanned? She's like, oh, okay, spend some extra money tonight. And then she's wearing, but I don't like the top too much. A lot of nude colors in this match.
A lot of nude colors. To be honest, like, Molly was kind of forgettable. I don't really have, like, any hard opinions on it. Like, I don't remember it.
Molly, well, we'll get to it too, but Molly in this match in general, it is weird to me, her being one of the earlier eliminations. The way I determined this was in the order they showed the highlights was my guess of there. Then I was so happy. Stacey Keibler is out. Stacey Keibler in the division going, she's trying to get a title shot and she's not wearing a turtleneck. So
boo.
She's trying, it's like she wore something similar, like corsety, but not like a bra. I don't know what it is. Like
it was cute.
It was a little sheer, too.
It was a little sheer. You know, my favorite thing, though, is all the women's entrances after Lita were kind of cut short, except for Stacey, so they could get her going in the ring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I loved it. We love a Stacey entrance. And then, you know, we get a return that they don't even acknowledge it's a return, but it's a return. Gail Kim is back.
Well, the king is yelling something about Eric Bischoff.
Yeah. And they're
going off on everything but all these women making their entrances, which is weird because that's like King's golden hour for commentary.
Yeah. Like, I'm like...
But like, what is... Like, why aren't you saying anything about the women who are coming out here? You're too busy on this other thing. So I think there's like a one-off sentence where JR is like, great to see Gail Kim back, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's weird. But yeah, Gail has been out for like 5 months with that collarbone injury. She suffered in a match with Trish on Heat. But she looks great. I know I just complained about too many nudes, but I love this outfit. I love the top. I love the contrast with the black. I think it looks so good. And I do think Gail in general, though, is like an underrated like gear icon. Like,
very much so. I kind of wish that we could ditch the trench coat for a while, but...
Yeah, I agree with that. I'll get down with that. I could lose the sunglasses, too. I don't love those.
It's because she's been here for how long now?
Yeah, like... and I would have hoped... I like the theme music a lot. Don't change that, which they sadly do a few years later. But I would have, like, repackaged her somewhat. Like, obviously, the Matrix thing didn't really take off.
Well, she did. Now she's from all of Korea.
From Korea! Gail Kim!
Oh, yeah, that's right! I forgot! From Korea! They're like, we're gonna give some flair to... I guarantee you, someone in the back was like, let's give some international flair and say some of these girls are from other areas. Sir, Puerto Rico's part of the U.S. International flair. Like... So great job, Michael Hayes. So Gail is out from Korea.
All of Korea.
She is Korea.
France!
I wish like Lillian introduced like how like it's like programmed in the video games when you have to like create a wrestler, because that's literally what it sounds like when like you'd create a wrestler. They wouldn't have like Seoul, Korea. They'd have like Korea, like from Korea.
Literally. I'm not gonna lie, just because of my reference mixed with yours, I now want any ring announcer to just announce countries like the Miss Universe competition. Oh my god. That would be phenomenal.
Wait, now I want to watch that skit. So, all right. And then Trish Stratus is the last one. She's got her Lita pants on, the No Way Out top. She's doing her heel entrance. And this match is underway. Oh, we got a short commercial break. Don't worry, guys. We're going to get right into the action. Oh, we come back. And guess what, guys? The match is essentially over.
Literally, it's just Trish, Lita, and Jazz left. That's it. Everyone else is gone.
And JR's like, well, sorry, folks. I was like, what?
Oh.
Imagine okay. Them pulling this shit in the age of Twitter. And.
Oh, Lord. And then, so... The thing that got me, here's where this match gets bothersome to me, because it felt, did you feel deja vu watching this match?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I felt so much deja vu. So essentially, Trish is like in the other side of the ring. Jazz and Lita fight to the outside. Lita eliminates Jazz. Mm-hmm. Lita gets back in the ring. And this is when I think Chris Jericho was supposed to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were stutter stepping. And then Trish goes back to hit Lita and pauses. And then Lita blocks it and goes into like a punch and then into the ropes. And they seem like they don't know what's going on.
It's very clunky.
Yeah.
And they did have this segment part where like the handshake and Lita slapped her hand out of the way. But it is like, but the parts with like Lita on the ropes and stuff were weird.
Everything felt like it was just not called. And then what got me was finally Chris Jericho does come out and then immediately
after the monkey flip.
But then immediately, all of a sudden, Trish goes and goes to slap Lita. Lita blocks it, starts getting up on Trish, and then they start doing very similar moves that they were doing, yep. like stutter stepping. And I'm just like, Jericho had to miss his cue.
That's absolutely. Well, like, to be honest, just based on how the eliminations went, too, like, where everything was so quick. Well, let's talk about some of those eliminations really quick, too.
Yeah.
Because that's how they went through them really quick. So I'm guessing this was, like, all the girls were out of there within a minute.
It seemed like it.
It seemed like it. So Stacy was the first to go. Molly kicked her out of the ring. And this is prior to, like, when you had to go over the top rope for eliminations. They could go under. They could go in the middle. They could just leave.
Yeah. And Stacy took that, like, lovely Victoria kick.
Loved it.
Whenever she does that, though, I get so scared because she just tumbles. Like,
she's so tall, too. I'm surprised she can pull that off without, like, getting caught and shit.
I think she does. I think that's why she tumbles.
Well, Stacy's out. Molly goes up to the top for the Molly go round, I guess, and gets, like, knocked off. I think Jazz clocked her. Yeah.
I think
she got punched by Jazz. Lita throws Gail out of the ring. And Gail's like, and she's like, back from injury. Like, rag dolls. To the ground, like, slaps her face. I'm like, this, what?
Just the whack.
She's like, let's see if I live. So, yeah, so she's gone. And then Nydia, happy to see Nydia was in this, like, 20 seconds longer than the rest of the girls. She got punched by Trish off the apron. But, yeah, I mean, it would have really been fun to see some of these eliminations, especially, like, Nydia's, like, in real time. Like, you just, like, built up Nydia as a credible force in the division.
Or just wait till commercial comes back. Because I feel like if you just would have done those eliminations, like, I feel like that's what happened, was somewhere, like, Jericho's cue was supposed to be after something.
Yeah.
It.
What do you think the reasoning was? Like, it's just odd to me, though, that they showed the entrances, but not the match. Because I feel like it's usually reverse, you know, for a battle royal.
Yeah. So I'm surprised. Like, I fully intended to see, like, okay, Lita gets introduced. The rest of the divas come in during commercial.
Okay, I know why. I figured it out.
Okay.
So, in a month's time, the official announcement of the diva search will be made. My guess is, at this time, they've started to reach out to some talent agencies to be like, hey, do you want to get your girls? Like, do you have any hot girls who you could send our way for this competition? Because the tryouts for the Diva Search happened pretty quickly after the announcement. So yeah. My guess is they've started to reach out to talent agencies and we're just parading out the girls so they could see, like, these are the type of women we're looking for.
I mean, fair.
You know, like, not show them really getting physical because, let's be honest, like, a lot of the Diva Search girls who came in initially weren't really physical yet. So, no. they're like, we just want girls who look athletic and, like, people. That's why Stacy got a longer entrance. That's, you know, like, that's, like, and that's why they left it down to Lita and Trish also, because they're the ones the crowd is going to react to most.
Yeah, and, like, say what you want about Trish. She changed the game because I feel like...
Genius, yeah.
Literally, WWE started to be like, okay, who do we make the next Trish Stratus?
Yeah.
Was what Diva Search was. Who do we bring in that can just learn how to do it and looks gorgeous?
Yeah, and I know it's not the most popular thing with everyone, but I've said it before, I've always been a huge fan of the archetype of, like, hot model turned wrestler. Like,
oh, love it.
Love that. It combines, like, everything I love, like, glamour and athleticism. I'm just, ah! Like, and for me, like, I was always a big supporter of Trish because I love, like, modeling. And, like, that's why I'm such a big supporter of China, because she kind of did it reverse. Like,
oh, yeah.
So, like, I'm just like, I was like, I love that. I think modeling is so fun and, like, cool and cute, whatever.
You know.
So, but yeah, no. So I I'm so excited that Joey and I get to talk about these two research ladies soon.
Oh Lord. I'm just ready for it.
I can't wait. We're all the real good girls. So this comes down to Lita and Trish. Chris Jericho comes out, distracts Trish, and she's like, get out of here. And Lita drop kicks Trish out of the ring and wins the match. And it is awesome.
It is awesome. That whole body language you just gave after you said it, I was like, do you really think it's awesome?
I do. I was actually burping.
Oh!
I was like, but it actually was awesome because it feels like we've been like, and the crowd too has been like waiting for this for a long time. We've been saying so many times, why aren't they pulling the trigger on Lita?
It just irks me because I know they're still not going to pull the trigger on Lita.
Yeah. It's frustrating. But I will say the one positive is Lita getting a title match at a pay-per-view. Great. She's back in the spotlight. And I feel like from here on, she'll not in the best ways, but consistently be featured, which is great because she's super over, super popular. It doesn't make sense that they don't. But for me, this is what I mark as like the real beginning of the Trish Lita rivalry renewed.
Yeah.
You know, because like
they're not friends anymore.
Nope, they're not friends anymore. Lita slapping her hand away was just kind of like, I'm done with you. And this was the first time you saw like Trish like kind of like be like, oh, fuck her. Like, you know, too, like when she lost. Because like we haven't really figured out at this point in time how Trish is with Lita. You know, we know she's turned heel. We know she's a bitch. But like Lita was an important part of her relationships in WWE prior to this. Like they were best friends, like on screen and off, obviously. Like, but like we don't know what the situation is. This kind of gave us an indicator of where they're at. We like it. And I think we get some like on screen stuff with them for a little bit before I don't think Victoria exists going to the title match. So which is so strange.
It was kind of weird. We didn't even see. Well, I mean, they didn't even show the elimination. So how are they going to show Victoria looking backstage?
I would have loved to see Victoria struggling to turn on the TV.
Not kind of weird that they booked a face-face match.
I mean, to be honest, though, like the only other not that, like, they have Molly, but we just, to be honest, I don't think they had a lot of faith in doing Molly and Victoria, again, based on the crowd reaction.
Yeah.
Like, there's not, they had a stipulation behind that, so, like, they can't really do anything else. And I don't think, unfortunately, I don't think anyone was really giving a shit about, like, Jazz right now.
Trish would have been the obvious choice, but,
Yeah, exactly. Trish would have made so much sense. Trish would have been an obvious choice, but also Trish would have had to have won the title then, and I think it's too soon to.
Yeah, and you also have like Gail who just came back, so like,
yeah,
there's options. I'm glad Lita's getting it, but at the same time, I'm just like, I hate knowing the future. I hate it.
It is kind of funny though, because like, is it almost a little satisfying for you though, being like, okay, wow, they had to rely on Lita because they have no one else credible enough, which makes you wonder why didn't they just put the belt on Lita to begin with. So there's that.
We will never know. It's just one of wrestling's biggest mysteries.
Yeah. The only other option I could have seen them maybe going with, honestly, it would have to be a face versus face thing too. It would have been cute, honestly, for Nydia to get a title shot and like have a competitive match with Victoria, and then be like, oh, Victoria, like, oh, she's working hard. Like,
yeah. You just wanted that China feud with Lita.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, why didn't you tag in about there? Why didn't you tag in? I just wanted to make sure you're ready. And then Steven Richards comes out on the top of the ramp. Like, she's like,
don't worry, he's coming back soon. So,
can't wait.
I know.
All right. So, Trish Stratus loses. And she's pissed.
She's so mad.
So mad. She goes in the back. Oh, did you see that? Oh, wait. Did you see that?
That was Miley Cyrus. Dad, did you see that? Jackson done took my homework.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Yeah, have fun with your match.
Oh, okay, have fun with your match.
I love when she said, because he's just like, well, she's like, did you see? He's like, yeah, but I got a match. She's like, well, have fun with your match.
He's like, well, Trish, you can't have two matches in one. What do you mean? Because at Backlash, it's going to be Chris Jericho versus Christian and Trish Stratus. What?
What? I love her face. She's like, me?
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 What? She's pissed. Christian thinks he did good. He's like, no, it'll be great. It'll be great. And she's like livid because she does not want to get in the ring with Chris Jericho.
Understandably.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, understandably.
Mm-hmm. So Trish Stratus has to wrestle in this handicap match now with Christian. But, oh my God. But guys, guess what? That is everything for this week.
That's it.
That is it. People is non-existent.
SmackDown. What happened to Tori Wilson and Sable?
I will say Tori is back next week for our Backlash special, which we will have a guest on. And so next week we will have content. Tori is involved throughout the SmackDown program.
All right.
So that's great.
That's wonderful.
I don't think Sat Bell is there.
I like Sabal and
Sabal. I'm just so excited to see Sabal and Fabulous Moolah. It'd be a great honor to be recognized amongst them. And guess what? I'm hot!
Do you know what that's from?
No.
Oh, it's Maurice.
Oh,
they had to cut a promo.
I'll find it for you. I have it bookmarked on my Twitter.
It would be such an honor to wrestle Sabal, the Fabulous Moolah, to be there. And she like trips up over her words. She just goes, I'm hot!
Maurice is a treasure.
I love her. I love early Maurice. I'm so glad we can talk about it.
Yes!
Hello, welcome to SmackDown.
SmackDown.
I am Tab. I love her. All right, guys. Well, it is time for Figure This.
Figure This.
Do you have any pickups this week?
I don't, but I do have
something. You've had a haul last week, so.
I mean, I had quite a haul last week. I just have, I'm kind of trying to, like, slow my figure purchasing down a little bit.
Which I mean, is life.
Well, life. But I mean, like, also just, like, figure hunting sometimes is, like, almost a second job. Because it's I have to find, like, time to go out and look at stuff.
It's exhausting. It truly is. So, yeah, a breather. I think there's not really anything new out right now anywhere.
No, I've been searching for that GG and JC that have been dropping.
No luck. No.
It's really hard. But legitimately, I do have something coming in next week from an eBay order. So and it's taken a long time. I ordered this back at the beginning of December.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But it's coming from Canada.
Oh, okay. Oh, overseas stuff always takes forever. But it's not overseas now. Over borders. But sometimes, you know, like it's impossible to find some of these things. So, well, I'm looking forward to seeing what that is.
I don't even think I've seen you talk about it. And it's kind of based off one of your worst figures of all time that you ranked.
Ooh. I'm excited.
Yes.
All right. Well, good. We'll see what that is.
Yep.
Was that audible?
And no, but the look that you gave when you did it was...
Ooh, oh my God. Ooh.
Are you all right?
I don't know, my breath smell. I did eat like, no judgment, please, 50 pieces of sushi before this. So I love sushi.
I love sushi too. I'm not going to judge that. It's way better than what I had before this.
We have, when you come to Philadelphia, I'm going to take you. There's a restaurant and it's like a conveyor belt sushi restaurant. And they just, and you just like grab it and you eat it and you chew it. It's great.
That's how eating works.
So, all right. I guess, well, this week's figure this. Joey, I thought we would say, like, remember the TitanTron live stage where you had, like, 10 themes and the ships on the feet?
Yeah.
What? So women were not Tron ready.
No, because for the most detailed accuracy.
For the most detailed accuracy, bitch. So we thought, if you had to pick 10 themes, past and present, to put on a TitanTron live stage, since you only get 10 slots,
mm-hmm.
what would they be?
Only love can do it.
The love, the love.
Only love can do it.
The love, the love. That makes sense. I feel like that'd be like a good standard generic, you know.
Yeah, like, also just needed. That's just such a good bop of a song. And then Summer Rae. Hardcore.
Ooh, yes.
Call to me, call to me. That's such a good song. I'll admit, I listen to that weekly still. Like, love that song. Mm-hmm. Moved up real high for me, Nia Jax's new theme song.
Love her new theme.
Oh my God.
They're not on that one of mine. Take a look at my man in history.
I'm not like most girls. Love that. That's so good. I would do Trish's theme, Time to Rock and Roll, because you can't. Lita's theme, because of course. China's theme, also because.
Duh.
Yeah. This is my brutality! Maurice's theme.
Ooh, good one.
Mm-hmm. Pourquoi? would do the Bella's first theme, not
ooh,
first,
yeah.
theme, but like you can look, but you can't touch.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last one, okay, because they're so intertwined with each other, I'm gonna give it a toss up for my last one.
Okay, it's
between AJ Lee and Paige.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like that. I like it.
Like, out of all of them, like, if one of them made it, one didn't, I wouldn't be upset.
Would buy this piece. This sounds Tron ready.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I tried to think of, like, who has a lot of figures, who legend-wise is iconic enough to get these. So for me, mine would be, like, the Bellas, obviously. They have a lot of figures. And it would probably
based off who has figures.
Who has figures, but like also like what makes most sense. Like so like it but like also be like a all these would be like different like edits of it too, because it's only like a 15 second clip usually. So it'd be like, you can look, but you can't touch.
Just like that. Yeah.
Then Rhea, I would do hers. My brutality.
The demons in your dreams.
I love when Rhea comes out. She's like always like singing her music. Like,
time has come.
Then honestly, I would do Damage Control's music, because I feel like that loops in like at least 5 women you could like program that chip to.
Okay.
So I thought that would be a good one. And I also like Damage Control. We get the power, we get the rage.
I don't like their theme song.
Oh my God, I love their theme. It's so stupid.
That's why. I hate when they merge together so many different things and it's like, I don't know. No, like
what's happening?
Yeah.
I kind of love the chaos. Then I would do Lita's, because I feel like that's an iconic legend theme you need. It's technically past and present. She was just on less than a year ago. Trish, because you need a Trish. Becky Lynch, because I feel like that'd be like a standard they have to include. Bianca Belair, I feel like she has a ton of figures, and I feel like that would be like an easy sell for this.
Bianca figures. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah.
Do something. I'm ready. I'm the ultimate. I'm excited about, but like, I don't need any more basic repaint Biancas. I also don't need any more basic repaint Beckys.
I want a Bianca with real hair with like like a dial or something on the back that you can make it grow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was a Barbie that had that. Yeah. I want that. Sorry, that took me a while to think of what I wanted to say. I was like, what's the right word?
I like the emotion.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like, and then I would do Charlotte's. Oh, no, no, no. China's, because duh. You need it. And then I feel like you need a generic theme for the girls. So I have two options for that. It's either going to be Feeling Me.
Okay.
Or You Make the Rain Fall. You said, that is painful.
Love that song.
I feel like Kevin Rudolph songs are probably going for pretty cheap these days. Remember when they had, I was just watching this like a week ago. I don't know why. Like when he performed at like SummerSlam and they had like all the girls and like Tamina was one of them, like all like dancing to his song. I was like, this is so chaos.
Yeah, but it's Kevin Rudolph.
It's Kevin Rudolph. You would all gonna be stars.
Let it rock and go away, Kevin.
Yeah. I Let It Rock always makes me think of tanning salons because that's like circa 2009, 2010 was like my heavy tanning phases of life, and like I would be in the standing booth like
because when I bring
and I loved Kevin Rudolph. That's something I should never repeat.
Kevin Rudolph's fun.
He is. I mean, it's a very like, I feel like for us, like that was like growing up music.
Yeah.
And that was like the coolest music on our music devices at that time too, because everything else was wrestling themes and we only knew who Kevin Rudolph was via wrestling. So
I knew Let It Rock before before wrestling.
I did not. So all right. Okay. Well, Joey, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me at Joey_Mayberry on Instagram and Twitter, Joey.Mayberry on TikTok. Also just click the links on any of those and see what all I got to offer. Just do it.
Well, all of them are good. Good links, I promise. Yeah. You guys can follow me at Jake Isn't Jacob on both Twitter and Instagram. And also, you can find Joey and I in the Guinness Book of World Records for being able to make an entire length episode out of a 10-minute length of video.
No!
This is longer than I thought it would be.
We're outstanding. We're great.
We are gold stars. Guys, be sure to follow our show, GoldenAir_pod. We are on Twitter, Instagram, and of course, YouTube, if you're watching our beautiful faces right now. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. What is it on YouTube? Like,
share, subscribe, and ring the bell.
And ring the bell. That. And leave us a review, guys. 5 stars is the best. Guess what it does? Helps us move up in those power rankings. Joey, anything else?
Jesus, man.
All right, have fun in your match.
Me?